What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Advertising is with us, and he's got some costume ideas for Halloween. Now, these are costumes that you've developed the advertising for, Brad, as well as the product?
The Rosa Parks we did, Phil. In fact, we are here broadcasting from the Greyhound Terminal in downtown Los Angeles. We were hired by Festival Costumes to come up with a product idea that the marketing approach. And I thought of the Rosa Parks costume when I was sitting having a TV dinner in my apartment, and the news came on about Rosa Parks, and it hit me. And it was a very inspirational moment about her, that we could come up with a Rosa Parks-type costume that would appeal for Halloween and be educational, which I think is the most important thing here, Phil, that it is educational.
All right, well, before I ask you about the costume and what the costume looks like, tell me about the value of this, because I'll tell you, at first listen, it doesn't sit all that well with me, a Rosa Parks costume, like it might be a little bit disrespectful.
No, and I understand that, Phil. That's why we feel by coming out with a Rosa Parks costume for Halloween, we are educating the young people as to who she is and what she did. And I'm going to tell you something, Phil, which is very interesting to me. Do you know who is in the most need to be educated about Rosa Parks? It's the young black kids. I would dare say that white kids know more about Rosa Parks than black kids.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, but the young black students of today need to be educated as to who this woman was, and we need a new way to educate them. The schools aren't working. The kids come out of the schools today, and they can't read a street sign, you know. The public schools have failed. We feel that we can do our part to help educate a generation of young black kids with the Rosa Parks Halloween costume.
All right, so this is available for purchase?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Phil. Most of the large retail Halloween costume, the hobby stores.
All right, but it's not a mask, I hope, or anything, right? You don't have a...
Well, no, it's a very respectful way to create the look of Rosa Parks.
What are the component parts of this costume, okay, so I can understand? What are the things that you buy?
Well, we were able to utilize a popular item for Halloween called a granny wig. You've probably seen it. We get 10,000 of these dyed black. We also then augment that with an Irish washerwoman skirt, which is also part of another costume.
A washerwoman skirt?
Well, yeah. Ms. Parks worked for a living. She was a hardworking woman.
Well, she was a seamstress.
But, the washerwoman skirt represents the working class that she came from. There's also a button, like an old campaign button that says, down with the KKK, you know, something like that. And there's another button, and there's buttons that literally help people know who she is.
All right, there's another button here that says, I'm with Whitey.
Right, that's for humor. And
see, but that's my point. How do I know that this is, you know, not a gag, all right? How do I know that this is a Rosa Parks costume? If I'm looking at this...
Well, there's the plastic mask that comes with it. It's just a generic African-American face.
All right, well, here again, Brad, how do you order African-American masks? Is there a generic one?
There's a great many in stock. They're very generic. You know, you don't have to wear the mask.
All right, but because the reason why I'm asking you, and I'm sorry, but I got information that we got from your company that you got Mr. T masks.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. We got a hold of some masks that are made appropriate for the costume. You know, I think what's most important here is that the lady passed on yesterday. There's millions of young black kids that don't know who she is. And
you're assuming there's a lot of white kids that do know who she is.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying that my understanding is a lot of black kids don't know who she is and what she did. You know what it is? It was, Mr. Henry.
Well, I do know what she did. Do you know what she did?
Well, I'm a businessman. I'm a white man. To ask me that and put me on the spot.
Well, it's in the history books what she did. Ms. Parks was part of a larger effort in the Montgomery, Alabama area. She was a member of the NAACP. They wanted to get the buses to desegregate as well as to stop these ridiculous seating laws that they had.
Well, and there's a lot of black kids that don't know that.
Well, you didn't know it.
I'm white. I don't need to know that. But the point is that we have this costume that's a Rosa Parks costume to help educate people as to who she is.
All right. And that may well be, and I don't mean to indict your product, but to have a Mr. T mask that apparently you've shorn the hair off of it and so forth.
Yes, and you don't have to wear that. You wear the wig and you wear the...
But if I'm wearing a washerwoman skirt with a black wig and a button that says I'm with Whitey, you don't see that as disrespectful?
No, sir, I do not see it as disrespectful. I'm sorry that you see it that way. I see that as a humorous way of saying that I'm supposed to be Rosa Parks and for what she stood for.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here. I'm talking to Brad Rifkin, who, you know, Rosa Parks, the news of her passing on just came today, Mr. Rifkin, and already you've got a Rosa Parks Halloween costume.
Well, I anticipate people saying that you're trying to capitalize, and nothing could be further from the truth. This is the best thing for the educational purposes, and also that you would bring up, if they use Mr. T masks, I can look into that. I'm not interested in the mask. You wear the wig, you wear the skirt, you look like an elderly black woman, and you know, the costume comes with different things, a bus pass and so on and so forth. But for you to say that it's disrespectful...
Well, if you're using a wig and a button that says I'm with Whitey, and this idea that you've got Mr. T masks and a bus pass, you see what I'm saying? Some people may see it as funny.
No, it's simply to educate young people as to who she is. Most kids today, like I said, especially the black kids, they never heard of her. If you could say Rosa Parks to the average kid, and they would think you're talking about maybe a movie star or something, or they thought Rosa Parks, they think it's a place, you know, somewhere where you go. So this is an item that we are going to make available tomorrow night. And
you wouldn't want to be capitalizing on the death of this woman, would you?
Well, I resent the implication.
Let me tell you why. I'm not trying to indict your product, but when you tell me it comes with a mask and then my staff has to find out that they were Mr. T masks, when you tell me that it's a Rosa Parks costume but it's got a button that says I'm with Whitey, all this stuff sounds a little superficial, like somebody just threw it together.
Not true. I've been thinking about this idea. Let me tell you something. I have had this idea in mind for the last 6 months, and I'm not going to say that I was waiting for her to die. I didn't want her to die, but I also knew that when she did die, I would then come out with the product because I didn't want to do it when she was alive. So no, nothing could be further from the truth. I had this idea, and when I heard that she did die, I felt bad, but I also felt good, you know. I had a mixed emotion of feeling bad that she was dead, but also good that I could finally do this and educate people as to what it was, you know, what she was. So that's all that is.
What does the costume sell for?
The costume retails anywhere from $60 to $80. You get the wig, you get the dress, you get those large, we call them Mother Goose shoes, but they're the large 50-style shoes, the Mother Goose shoes. You also get a cloth coat, a bus pass, a hairnet, and glasses. And you get the African-American mask. Now, I didn't know it was a Mr. T mask, but what difference does it make? You know, it is, there's got to be a humorous side to it, as well as an educational booklet on who Rosa Parks was.
Now, what is the booklet?
It's a couple of pages that are maybe a graph that tells you how to put the costume together and tells you who she was.
All right, well, we have it right here. It shows what the elements of the costume are. And there's a couple of paragraphs about Rosa Parks. Something here about how she was able to end the segregation in the busing system in Birmingham, Alabama.
That's correct.
Well, that wasn't where it took place. It was in Montgomery.
My understanding was in Birmingham.
No, well, you're wrong. It was in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, Mr. Henry, Birmingham is where they turned a fire hose on some people. I know that.
Well, that's right. They did. But that wasn't where she... You got Birmingham, Alabama here, and you call him Dr. Martin Luther.
Okay, you know, that's a mimeograph error.
Hold the line here for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. The Rosa Parks Halloween costume available tomorrow. You get the granny wig, you get a cloth coat, you get a skirt, granny goose shoes, you get the eyeglasses, a bus pass, a sheet that tells you who Rosa Parks was, even though it's factually incorrect. Birmingham, Alabama isn't where it happened, bud.
I thought it was.
That was not. It was Montgomery, Alabama.
Where is that?
In Montgomery, Alabama. It ain't Birmingham. And it was in 1956, not 1952, as he has here. All right, the point is this a way to educate young black people as to who Rosa Parks was, considering the statement of Mr. Rifkin that most black kids don't know? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor, Compton. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're talking with Mr. Brad Rifkin. I know you had some words with my producer, Mr. Shelley.
Well, I don't appreciate the inference that I'm trying to make money. You know,
are you not trying to make money?
I'm trying to sell a product, yes, sir. But I'm trying to educate people as to who Rosa Parks was.
But when I asked you what she did, you said you didn't know.
Yes, I did know. I asked you if you knew.
Well, you've got here on the sheet that she attempted to desegregate the busing in Birmingham, Alabama in 1952. It was 1956.
That's really splitting some hairs there.
Well, Birmingham as opposed to Montgomery? And then the button with I'm with what? I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Mr. Henry, you're suffering from a problem that a lot of people have. It's called, if you forgive me, it's called having a tender rear end. You know, your rear end's tender. You're a little sensitive, I think.
No, I'm not sensitive. I just happen to be a fan of history. I like things factually correct. And the whole idea of a I'm with Whitey button, you know, the woman just died, man. What she did was monumental.
Yes, and you understand that most black kids don't even know who she is. They think Rosa Parks is the name of a beanery or a place where you go and get chicken or whatever these kids think. They don't even know who she is.
Well, you're talking about black kids. You're a white guy.
Yes, sir. And so you keep saying, why do I need to know? I'm not black. I don't need to know who she is. They do.
Everybody does.
I understand that, but more importantly, they do.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Kim. Kim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I think it's been years since I've called into a radio station, and I am just appalled at what I'm hearing. I can't believe that anybody would have the gumption to do something so tasteless and so crass.
Is the lady talking to me? Or,
I guess she's referring to the product.
Yes, I am talking to you.
Well,
I
don't understand it. Here I am trying to promote who she was, and I don't see anybody else doing it. And I certainly
You don't feel like you have a need. You don't feel like you need to know as much as a black child.
Well, are you? You're white, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you don't know any black kids, do you?
I think it's very... Oh, of course I do.
What do you mean, of course you do? Why would I think that you know black...
Background, I was a teacher for several years. I taught third grade.
All right. Did you teach kids about her?
I've had kids, yes.
All right, I'd like you to know that you didn't do a very good job, because most black kids don't know if Rosa Parks is a person, a donut brand. They think it's a donut brand.
Well, to present it in such a tasteless way, I'm appalled.
Well,
I'm appalled.
I'm doing a better job of educating people.
And I don't think any of the people that I know of would find that very tasteful or appreciate what you're doing.
You've got a costume.
I'd like the lady to tell me what she finds tasteless about it, not get her cue from the talk show host. I'd like to...
I want to tell you...
I already heard... I'd like to know what the lady thinks. What's tasteless about the costume?
Well, let me ask you this.
No. You already asked me.
Way to go.
I'd like you to know. I'd like you to tell me what is inappropriate about the costume.
To start with, the button is very inappropriate, and especially for a child to be wearing that. And I don't think you'd find Rosa Parks wearing that. You're asking me. Let me finish.
I'm just
my
trying
statement.
To do your job for you. That's all.
Would you like to let the lady finish what she's saying?
Not really.
And the other thing, just the mask. I mean, even having a mask like that. I mean, I think about. I mean, your own mother or your own grandmother, would you want them portrayed the way that you're
don't
portraying
Don't they have
Rosa
hobo
Parks?
Masks? Do they not have hobo masks?
Yeah.
Did you hear
and
my
aren't
question?
They have white guys?
What are you saying?
How come I can't have a black mask, but they got hobo masks?
No, did you hear my question, though? You're not listening. I answered your question. I'd like you to answer mine.
All right, what's your question?
My question was...
I'm just wondering why
your...
it was that it...
Will you let her ask her question?
Would you want your mother or your grandmother portrayed the way you're portraying Rosa Parks?
I would have no problem with it.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Why would I have a problem with it? She was a working woman. She was on a bus in the, you know, Mother Goose shoes with a cloth coat. She had a bus pass, and she was trying to get home.
Yeah.
This lady,
I don't think that that would be something very...
This lady said she was a teacher, but she did a very bad job because most African-American kids never heard of Rosa Parks. Nice going, Kim. Great job.
I sure hope that you do a better job. I'm sure you
all
will.
All right. Thank you. 1-800-44. I will not deny that you probably are right there.
They don't know who Rosa Parks is. They never heard of Jackie Robinson. They barely know who Martin Luther King... Most black kids couldn't tell you. If he was dead, they wouldn't know who Jesse Jackson is. Only because he's alive do they know who he is. If he was dead, they'd forget.
All right, let's go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
I just would like to say, first of all, I have a few points to make. Is that...
I'd like to know if the young lady is African-American. I'd like to know if I'm speaking to...
No, I'm not.
See, these white people calling in, it's...
But
what
I
difference
do have
does it
two
make?
Children who are
black.
Half black. So I do know something. Now, I want to make the point that you said you're
half
trying
black.
To educate people.
Yes, that's correct.
If you're so concerned with educating people, you might want to start by educating yourself. Okay?
Ma'am, why do I need to? I'm saying that the black kids are the ones
you
that desperately
need. You cannot educate people if you're not educated yourself.
All I'm trying to say is who they are.
My second point, you're saying you're not trying to make money off of this and that you had this idea 6 months ago, yet until she died, you still don't know who she is or what she did. So how could you have had this idea 6 months ago?
I know who she is. Mr. Henry was indicting me because I didn't have the exact second that she got arrested in Montgomery.
No, I didn't. I said you didn't even know the year, man. It was 56, not 52. And it was in Montgomery, those things are important, okay?
Look, I'm going to ask this lady. You said your children are half white, correct?
Yes.
Does that mean they sit in the middle of the bus? I'm just joking. I'm trying to break the ice.
Yeah.
That's real funny, man.
My point is, do you know that when this, you have an old woman costume, when she did this, she was young? She was not an old woman
when
this happened?
Well, if you call 43 young, I mean.
She wasn't an old lady.
Did you ever see pictures or news
footage or anything? She wasn't a little old woman when
this happened. The perception of her was that she was really old.
The what?
The perception, I thought she was 60-something, wasn't she?
She was 43, all right? The woman just died at 92. I believe that was her age that she died at. So she was already a woman who, let's say she'd lost her baby fat, okay? And she'd seen the world. She was working for the NAACP. She was an educated woman. She'd gone to the Alabama Teachers College. She was politically active. She was. She knew full well what was going to happen to her that day. She knew she was going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... Since you know all of this, why are the two of you asking me? And here's a lady that's got a couple of kids that are quadroon
I'm
or
not,
I don't know
I'm
what
not
she said.
They're claiming to be educating people about this.
You're
I'm
the,
not
you
promoting
got black kids.
Education.
You got black kids. Of all the kids that ought to know, even though they're half black, I guess you could tell them half the story. You know, name was Rosa, and then just stop there.
I have another question for you.
All right.
You say that black kids don't know. Where are you getting your statistics from? Did you do a study or a survey?
I did a survey. It's called I'm in the advertising business. Ask a kid who's Rosa Parks, and they will say, you know, I'll check my contacts in my cell phone. Maybe I got a number. That's how dumb they are.
Oh, come on, man. Watch it with the dumb, all right? All right, I got to go, Sarah.
Wait a minute. Did you hang up on her?
Yes, I did.
She's got two children that are she said, mixed race, right?
She said they're two half-black kids.
All right. Don't you think she should tell them who Rosa Parks is? But no, she's getting mad at me. If I was that lady, this is a perfect opportunity for her to go out and get the Rosa Parks Halloween costume, put it on the kids, and have them go out and walk around in it. Get the feel of it. Get to know what it's like. But no, she wants to be mad at me because I made a middle-of-the-bus crack. Jeez, life really blows.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. A Rosa Parks Halloween costume? Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And that's why we're at the bus terminal.
You're at the bus terminal tonight to out to unveil the Rosa Parks Halloween costume because it was a bus that she was on.
Yeah, but Miss Parks was on a bus. And a guy came on, and he said to her, "You've got to get off." And she said, "No, I'm going to stay here."
No, that's wrong too, man.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm the one that has invested capital in making this costume. I'd like to be able to at least finish what I'm saying.
Well, but see, I don't want this to be an hour of you advertising your costume.
Well, why? I was led to understand I could come on and talk about the costume.
Yeah, you can do that. But how about getting it right? She wasn't told to get off the bus.
Oh, she wasn't, huh? How'd she wind up in jail? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did that mess with your reality?
She was told to... Hey, Mr. Rifkin, she was asked to go to the back of the bus as per Montgomery Municipal Code. She refused. Then she got taken to jail.
But she did... She was told to get off the bus, right?
Yeah, she was told to get off the bus by a cop.
Okay, so it looks like you're busted. And what I'm saying...
Okay, man. Well, you know what? Score one for you. 1952, Birmingham...
Hey, I'm the guy that's making the costume, and all I'm getting is a lot of white folks, not black people. You notice black people understand what I'm doing. Just a lot of nervous white people who don't want to be perceived as unhip. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know, a lot of these women today, they want to go out with, you know, they want to mix it up with the blacks. And if one of their boyfriends hears them on the air...
Well, you know what? Now you're really getting nasty.
Well, I don't... You know, I think I got it coming the way I've been treated.
Mix it up with them, huh, socially.
And if
their boyfriends hear them on the air, they won't go out with them.
Well, you tell me why it is I've got a costume, what looks like Rosa Parks, and everybody's calling me some kind of a Hitler youth. Jesus H.
Here is Jerome. Boy, you're in the middle of a bus terminal, aren't you? Jerome, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling about the caller. I am a young African-American male,
Thank God. I'm 19.
The story, it's all wrong. She got off from work. She was tired, one. And she was asked by a white man to get up. She refused.
And then, after she refused,
she was taken off the bus. You have the story all wrong.
Where wasn't it in Birmingham? Hello?
Excuse me?
Correct. It was in
Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, that's not the information I got.
Well, then maybe you want to look
at the encyclopedia.
Your information
is all wrong. I just want to tell you now.
What year was it?
56.
Was that you, Phil?
That was me. It's 56, yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree all the way. That's correct.
Now you're deferring.
With Martin Luther King, not Martin Luther. Now, since black kids should be educated, correct, we are to be educated. And how can you advocate for education when you're everything you're saying is wrong?
Only the stuff that's on the sheet, but the costume is accurate.
The costume is accurate.
Yes, sir.
Wig?
I'm sorry? It's a black wig.
A black wig.
Well, excuse me. Was she a blonde? Wow.
Oh, no.
The
woman had black hair, but you got this old granny wig that you got. It sounds to me like a cut rate kind of a deal. It sounds to me like you threw the costume together.
Mr. Henry, I've been thinking about this costume for 6 months. 6 months. This didn't just get thrown together. And if you want to hear the truth, all right, I'll tell you the truth. Yes, I was hoping she'd die soon. I didn't want her to, but I knew this was a $1 million idea. And the only way I could do it was for her to eventually head west on the gurney, you know? So, okay, I'm admitting it. But I'm admitting it because I don't want you to keep saying that I just threw this together.
A 10,000 granny wigs.
You had to.
Why do you figure I had to?
So how could you say a black kid doesn't even know who Martin Luther is? Or Martin Luther King? Do you know the difference between Martin Luther and Martin Luther King?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the difference between Martin Luther and Martin Luther King, Jr.?
Yeah, it's his middle name, is what you're saying, Martin Luther.
Who was Martin Luther?
That was his middle name.
Martin Luther was a whole other guy, man.
A whole other guy.
See, here's the thing. This kid's asking me, I'm saying African-American kids don't know who Martin Luther King is, and they don't.
And they don't. Me personally, I can speak on every African-American
well,
kid
maybe you know,
I know on behalf of them.
You know as well as Rosa Parks.
I do know who Rosa Parks is. As well as many other African-American people who has made contributions
right.
to society.
Then let me ask you
this.
As
white.
Do you find anything wrong?
Nationalities and races.
Do you you calling me a racist? Do you find anything wrong with the Mr. T mask?
Where did you get this guy, Phil?
Do you find anything wrong with the Mr. T mask?
Yeah, I do. Mr. T had a beard.
We take the beard off of it.
This guy's got a wig, and the mask that comes with the Rosa Parks costume is a Mr. T mask.
Jerome, give me your address. I'll send you a complimentary Rosa Parks costume. You will be a smash at the Halloween dealer you go to.
Oh, man.
Look at it.
For you to come up with something like that, man, you keep it because you must really need the money. It has to be something you just threw together or something to think you had a million-dollar idea.
I think that you're a very educated young man, but most of the kids out there that are black, they wouldn't know Rosa Parks from Wally Cox. They wouldn't know Rosa Parks from Larry Parks.
You're wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
Oh, you know it's true, man. These kids, she got mugged
wrong.
By some kid.
She got mugged by a thug.
I went to school at an African-centered-based education school.
Your old man had money. Your old man had money. I'm talking about
money. No, it was a public school. Thank you.
Well, what do you mean?
It had nothing to do with money. I stay in the inner city of Detroit.
That sounds like something.
So it has nothing to do with
money behind.
All right, look, I gotta run, Jerome. What do you mean some white senator threw money behind?
The school the kid went to.
What about it?
It's a public school. How could I say it? I mean,
African-based? That sounds like a group of white people got together and said, let's throw some bread at the problem.
No, actually, it was founded by an African-American, and it's actually the Malcolm X Academy.
What's the guy that founded it? What's his name?
Clifford Watson, an educated black man as well.
Clifford Watson. That's the guy that owned the senators.
He moved the senators.
He's a white guy.
That was Clark Griffith, not Clifford Watson.
Who owned the senators?
Clark Griffith moved them to Minnesota.
Ain't that the guy?
This is a guy named Clifford Watson. Jerome, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
Oh, I see. So I'm the jackass, and he gets to go.
Yes, I'm going to let this gentleman go. I got to take a break. I would suggest that if you want to get into the so-called educational arena, that you have your information.
Mr. Henry, I don't need to have my information. I'm a salesman. The people that need the information desperately are little tiny, African kids that don't know who, I was going to say Wally Cox. Who was I talking about?
Rosa Parks.
They don't know who she is.
They probably don't know who Wally Cox is.
They probably don't. And I guess that's a tragedy, too. I don't know.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yeah, and did you ask the permission of Queens Publishing?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, as far as I know, it's public domain.
Why do you think that's public domain?
Because Freddie Mercury died, that's why. So he don't own it no more. The song, Another One Rides the Bus, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You're going to use that with this Rosa Parks. You're giving out a copy of Another One Rides the Bus.
It's the Weird Al Yankovic version. It's not the Queen version.
Well, that's one called Another One... What's Weird Al's thing? Another One Falls Off the Bite? I don't know what it is.
But it has meaning to... Dr. Parks, okay? Or not Dr. Parks, but...
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
What? Another One Rides the Bus by Queen.
Yes. You know, it's too bad that we can't have fun anymore in this world. We got some guy who's...
All right, forget it, man. I don't necessarily disagree with you having the right to make a dollar, but don't tell me this is a Rosa Parks costume because it's got a black wig... And a Mr. T mask.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Attorney General Kennedy.
Whatever that means. 1-800-449-8686. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just think that somebody needs to say to this man, not only are you ignorant, not only are you being opportunistic, but everything that you've said tonight, you're a racist. How dare you?
Oh, you really sound like you care.
I absolutely care. The things that you said tonight are appalling. appalling. And everybody who calls in and, you know,
well,
can't even think of what to say to you.
You are characterizing what I've said, but you can't tell me exactly why you think it's that way.
Why do I think you're a racist?
Let me educate you as to the Rosa Parks costume.
No, let me educate you as to why
The song Another One Rides the Bus is not by Queen. It's by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, Queen's was Another One Bites the Dust. Listen to what the lady's asking.
She's trying to get in tight with her black friends, that's all.
Absolutely not. You have used terminology. You have absolutely...
See, even me saying that should have made her a lot madder than she got. I don't think she cares. I just said to you, you called this show to get in tighter with the black friends that you meet at bars, and you should be really angry at that.
Who the hell are you to talk about my friends or why I'm calling in? I'm calling in because you've offended me.
Oh, I have not.
You've offended everyone who's called in.
You're not black.
I'm calling in.
How can I offend you? You're not black.
How can I be offended? You think that only black people can be offended by racism?
You're white.
Wait a minute.
Do you think that only black people should be offended by racism?
Look, I happen to know this is Mariah Carey. I'm a very big fan of yours, Miss Carey. I think you're doing yourself
a
grave disservice.
Answer the question.
Is this Mariah Carey?
Do you think that only black people should be offended by racism?
Why do you think this is Mariah Carey?
Because I happen to know Miss Carey, and I know this is her. And she's probably flipping her lid again.
No, answer my question,
is this Mariah Carey?
No, absolutely not. But thank you.
She fantasizes about that. She fantasizes about having a big rear end.
Will you let this lady say something or I'm hanging up on you?
Why do you think that only black people should be offended by racism?
I don't think only black people should be offended by racism.
But you said, why should I be offended?
Wait a minute. I'm going to answer your question. I think white people would be too. But you don't strike me as somebody who gets too offended by much of anything.
Well, there you're wrong. You don't know me. I'm absolutely offended by all of your comments.
You should not be given airtime.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
You sound a lot like my first wife.
This is ridiculous.
Really kind of just pretending like stuff bothers her, but it didn't really.
You're trying to
what
make
What is it with
fuck?
You, man? All of a sudden, Mr. Psychology, the woman is offended by the use of your, I'm with Whitey.
She hasn't said one thing that I've done that's racist. She's just saying I'm racist.
You used the term quadroon. Do you know what a quadroon refers to?
Yeah, it's a half black.
Do you know where that term comes from?
The English language? I don't know.
No, it comes from colonial times when men had slaves. That's where that term comes from.
Well, you know what else? The Constitution comes from colonial times when men had slaves. Ouch,
and it's been amended since.
That's gotta hurt.
Sir. It's been amended
since. The term quadroon was used by slave owners. It was a term that they applied to property. Not to men.
Oh, boy.
How dare you? You
people really take the cake. Okay, so you're telling me that octoroon's bad, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I use that term all the time.
Let's not
use... And you're
use...
a racist.
I didn't know it was bad. Look, Miss Carey...
And you don't care to know. You don't care to know. You are willfully ignorant,
yeah,
and you
know,
are everything that's wrong.
Exactly. You're a lot that's wrong with this world, Mr. Rifkin.
You know, Mr. Henry, if you want to get in tight with Miss Carey here, you can just call her up after the show and invite her out for a drink. Don't try to feather your nest here on the air, huh?
What are you talking about, man?
You know,
this is not Mariah Carey.
Just hang up on this guy.
This woman that you're talking to now is Mariah Carey. She's calling up to get some cheap publicity for the album she's working on, which is probably going to stiff.
The lady
you
said
should never be given airtime.
You know,
how
even,
dare you?
Why? Because I said quadroon? I'm the one with the Rosa Parks costume. What are you doing? What are you doing for black people besides hiring them to sweep out your garage?
No, why would you do that? Why would you say that? Why would you imply that black people are only in the service industry and that the only time a black person is going to get ahead is when a white senator gives them a handout? How dare you?
They're not only in the service industry. At your house, they are.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, I'll be off in a second. All right, I want to get that hot dog cart over here, too.
You're selling these costumes at the bus station.
Did you say something?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. 1-800-449-8686.
And you were in
the
St. Augustine?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This lady's name is Mavis. Are you there, Brad?
Yes, sir.
Mavis?
Yes.
You were in St. Augustine with Dr. King?
We were in St. Augustine, Florida. I also had traveled from Selma, Alabama with Dr. King. I was in a great many things. What this man is saying is disrespectful of everything.
And, ma'am, I don't mean to be...
I wish you would shut your mouth for 5 minutes. Let me say something.
All right, hold on for a minute, Mavis, because I got... MJ is hanging on the line here. Go ahead, MJ.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, y'all should just let this thing go. Hey, because it's a waste of time.
I got freedom of speech.
It's very disrespectful to Ms. Park. And two, one more thing.
Wait a minute. You know he does not make
no money off of what he's trying to say.
Wait a minute. You know who Rosa Parks
because,
is. You know who Rosa Parks is.
You will not make no money off of what you're trying to sell.
Yeah, I know.
And if you any type of,
I'll kill you, man.
If you're any type of businessman, you are not doing your product any good.
And four, I know
who Rosa Parks is.
You do?
I know a lot about the United States. I know a lot about the history of the United States.
I'll come to the phone. I wouldn't waste my time
talking to you.
You don't want to have
go,
the Rosa
But you are very, very stupid.
I'm coming to the phone.
Immature gentleman. I'm not going to waste my time.
You say you know who Rosa Parks is. Okay, if you do, how do you spell her last name? Yeah.
Sir, I wouldn't waste
you
my
are
time.
Dumb. You know,
radio
you're a dumbass
station,
son of a bitch.
To the radio
I'll
station, you got
down.
To get him off.
We're hanging up on him now, sir.
That costume will not sell.
So you do what black folks say, but you won't do what a white guy says.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.